It's Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
No, it's not with foolhardy memories, just that are foolish. Why we can't have nice things. Takes us a saunter to the United States Congress.
Oh.
Yeah. They were having an overnight all-nighter during the House Ways and Means Committee. And they were taking a vote. This happened at 3:57 a.m. And all the congressmen and women were there. But some weren't quite completely with us.
Mr. Fitzpatrick. Mr. Fitzpatrick, no. Mr. Stubbe.
As they take the vote.
Mr. Stubbe, no. Mrs. Fischbach.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fischbach, no. Mr. Moore.
Congressman Representative Blake Moore, asleep.
Mr. Moore.
In his chair.
No. I don't blame him.
They nudge him over there.
Mr. Moore, no.
There you go. He finally woke up and then nodded right back off. Why they were working at 3:57 a.m. in the middle of the night, I'm not really sure. But I think House Ways and Means Committee, that's all about the general operation of the government, right?
I mean,
working on Waffle House hours.
It's a mean? I don't know.
Mr. Moore.
No.
No.
No. No, 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 no. So the hottest topic around is 100 men versus a gorilla. Who would win? Well, a wife really wanted to know the answer. So she was nice enough to sign up her husband for a contest to find out. Understandably, he was not too pleased all this, despite the fact that he could make $50,000. And of course, it was all captured on social media.
I just signed you up, and it's 100 men, and all y'all have to do is fight one gorilla.
Babe. You did not sign up
to
fight a gorilla.
Babe, it's 50 grand.
I ain't even going to get to spend it, baby.
Babe, it's 100 men and one gorilla. You can do this.
Who's going to go first? Call them back. I'm not fighting a gorilla.
No, I can't do that. I already signed the contract. They emailed it to me.
No!
Then what could go wrong?
I'd take my odds with the snake at this point. Well done. So have you seen by now maybe the footage on social media of Houston? And their lovely little highways. And a woman in Houston towing her boyfriend's car with a chain. They hooked it up to the back of his car and they towed it backwards. And there is a lot of dash cam footage on this. And it is, there's no like stabilizers or sway bars or anything like that. It's just a chain on the back of the bumper.
Fabulous.
And this thing is swinging around about three lanes wide either way.
Oh my word. What?
Now, he was in the car that was being towed in the driver's seat, hanging on for dear life. Luckily, nobody was hurt in the incident, and they say, don't do that. Well, don't go to Houston. Houston.
So those end-of-the-year school parties are coming in hot, which means it's time for water balloons, silly screen, Capri Suns, and Jell-O shots for everybody. What? Yeah, another case of a kiddo bringing a few of these to school, this time in Pennsylvania. Parents were notified. The school nurse then had to evaluate everyone. Paramedics standing by, and the district now investigating.
Should have taken some of those to the House Ways and Means Committee overnight party jam.
Mr. Moore, no.
No. We go to Globe Life Field last night. In fact, last night, Dollar Hot Dog night, we had a lot of Hank fan winners that were there as the hated Colorado Rockies were taking on our Texas Rangers. But more interesting even than the game was the famed dot race, and last night a couple of fans got kicked out of Globe Life Field after a dude took his beer and threw it at the green dot that was trying to just win the dot race.
Oh.
Plunked the dot right on its, well, dot.
Yeah.
Although seemed unfazed about the whole thing. Green dot, though, finished second, but one can only imagine what the result would have been without being plunked. Dum, 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 dum. Thoughts and prayers, Dream Dot.
So you ever go somewhere and wonder what would happen if you got locked inside? Well, a couple from St. Helens, England, found out at Madame Tussauds Museum. Stephen and Michelle Robinson.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Those creepy people, the wax figures around.
Oh, no.
They certainly looked around and they're like, hey, we're checking all the exits. We can't get out. So they called the police. They're like, yeah, right. Get on out of here. Oh, emergency boy. Responders did not believe them. The manager eventually arrived.
Holy
to,
cow.
Unleash everyone.
Okay, this is like...
So what's scarier?
This is Night Gallery. I'm taking my chances yet again with the snakes
yes,
on that
yeah,
one.
No.
I don't
dun, 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 dun. Snakes pretty creepy.
No, man. And then finally, let's go back to Houston, because Houston's trying to be the Florida of Texas as Arturo Villarreal, a grandpa, 56 years old, was in his
Arturo.
Car with, all right, with two granddaughters in the parking lot of a Dollar Tree when he and another driver got in a little skirmish in the parking lot that escalated quite quickly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the other car kind of cut him off. And then Villarreal, the grandpa, was mad, and then they all shouted at each other with the windows rolled down. And then the grandpa tried to drive off when the other driver allegedly followed briefly and then hurled a burrito at the car, hitting the car. Of course, what you do in that situation is whip your car around and intentionally ram it into the other vehicle with the grandkids inside,
oh,
quote,
no.
causing major damages. Villarreal was booked into Harris County Jail, felony charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The other driver was not taken into custody, despite throwing the burrito because it, quote, did not cause any damage. Mm. But in my terms, that is a felony in the great state of Texas. Mm-hmm. That is harm to a burrito. Dum, 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 Mr. Moore, no.